Hi, my name is Joe Soto. I am the District Director of Safety and Security for Holland Public Schools.
Joe, as we get ready to reopen our buildings to students here in a couple of weeks, what have you been working on all summer?
Well, during the course of the summer, there have been a ton of different things that I've been working on. They range from working on drills for the school year to purchasing of radios, creating policies, making sure from a safety standpoint, camera systems are up and running, but also planning for the upcoming school year when it comes to creating committees to kind of not only to get their feedback, but also to give them an explanation of what we're doing, and I think more importantly, why we're doing some of the things we're doing, whether it's creating policies or doing drills, purchasing of equipment. But I think most importantly is to get that feedback from the parents and let them know exactly what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing.
So tell us more about this parent safety committee that you're trying to set up.
So what I'm looking for is parents to be able to commit to coming to a meeting once a month for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on the topic, for the school year. And in this committee, what I want to do is I want, again, hear feedback as to what they see, what they're hearing throughout the district, what they're hearing from their kids, to let us know what we need to work on, but also to let them know what ideas I have. And I want to see their thoughts, get their opinions on some of the things. Because I think as a district, one of the things we're really doing from this position is getting families involved, working towards safety and security, to making sure that Holland Public School is a place they want to send their kids, and that they, when they send their kids, they know that, that Holland Public School has policies in place, procedures in place, so that way if something does happen, that they know that we are going to be able to protect their kids, keep their kids safe, better than anywhere around.
Are you really looking for like 30 people from around the district, right?
So what I'm hoping for is to get representatives from each building, three from each elementary building, nine from the middle school, 12 from the high school, representing each grade level. That way I can get a mix of ideas and perspective as far as what they're seeing, what they're hearing, what their kids are involved in. So that way it helps me determine what type of approach I need to take as I start looking towards policies, procedures, issues to address, things that are needed as a whole throughout the district. You know, a lot of this too is once I get that all that information from all different perspectives, all different buildings, all different levels, you know, try to standardize a lot of this stuff or cater certain issues depending on what issues are going on at specific buildings. So it's compiling all that information and just working to see exactly what's going on, because they're going to know better than me as far as what issues are out there. And again, a lot of it is just building that open communication, that line of communication with the families to let them know that we're here to help them out and that we also need their help in addressing some of these things.
And what should folks do who are interested in being part of this committee?
So the 16th of August will be the day that we want people to respond by. So that way it gives me time to plan and contact people to make sure that they're able to make it, because I want people to I want them to be able to commit to this time frame. It's like I said, it's once a month from October to May, and we'll be discussing various issues. I want you to email me, let me know what grade you're representing, just that way I have that information. I can get back into contact with you to let you know who did or who didn't, depending on numbers, was able to be part of the committee. Additionally, you can sign up on the website at houndpublicschools.org.
Again, Joe, when you think about safety and security, how are the things that we're doing here in the district make Holland Public Schools right for the families in the city of Holland?
When you say right for me, which Holland Public Schools is, and you think about it in the world of safety and security for your children, you know, we really want to address, take this serious. We want you to feel safe. We want you to feel secure. When you go to work and you entrust your children with us, we want you to feel, yes, Holland Public Schools is definitely right for me, knowing all the safety procedures, the policies that we're implementing, the things that we're doing from this perspective. We want you to make sure that when you go to work, this is the last thing on your mind, and that you know that Holland is definitely the right place for me and my kids.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Joe, and thanks for everything you do for the safety and security of our students and staff.
Thank you.
If you want more information about the Parent Safety Committee that we're setting up at Holland Public Schools, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.